of you would agree that there's power in a focused life. Let me say that again. We'll start with this study to be reminded that there's power in a focused life. Let me give you as an illustration. You know, we have lights on right now, no? That's what you call diffused light. Diffused light. It doesn't have much an effect on anything it touches. But how many of you have done an experiment? You go outside and the sun is shining brightly and you have a magnifying glass. Do you know that when you use a magnifying glass, kasi magnifying, so yung light pierces through the glass. And if you have a piece of paper, what happens? That paper will burn. Or even yung damo, yung grass. That's the power of focus light. Focus light. Sa medical field, do you know that they use a laser beam even to eradicate cancer in the body? Sa construction, do you know that they use a laser beam to cut through steel? All because it's focus light. That's the power of anything that is so focused. Sa ating buhay ho, in our lives, how many of you would agree na there's andaming distractions sa buhay? You've heard about a distracted driver. Ano bang mga distraction for someone driving? The cell phone. I just heard over the news, I think, so many drivers are so distracted while driving na they're going to change the law. They're even considering, because right now, I think if you're caught texting and driving, ang fine lang ata is so little that it doesn't have impact that people are not even following it. So what they're going to do right now, what they are trying to come up with is a law with stiffer penalties so that people would learn a lesson. Not to text and drive, not to hands off driving. And so why is it important? Because it's dangerous. It will not only be dangerous to the person driving the car, but it can also be a danger to the people around them. I've always seen this all the time. While driving, when, let's say, the traffic light is red and people will be crossing, I have seen people crossing the streets. Right? Yes. Some of us might be guilty of that. And so, but when we apply that in our spiritual lives, and I'm not just saying not just the earthly lives with all the distractions going on, but even in our spiritual lives, do you know that the same is true? That without focus and goal, pag walang direction and purpose, we're just like a boat na sa Tagalog nagde-drift lang. Sa Tagalog, nagpapatangay sa agos. A ship, meron pong, di ba, small part of a ship that would direct its path, may rudder. It's a small part, but it helps the ship get to its destination. So, sa pag-aaral natin ng word, I think all of us would want to, yun din ang goal ni Lord para sa ating lahat, that our lives would have meaning and purpose. That's how God created us. The Lord wants us to have a fulfilled life. He wants us to enjoy our lives. Kaya ho, lagi nating sinasabi, the Lord is not a KJ God. Young people, do you know what KJ? Samuel, Amelie, you know what KJ? Hindi siya killjoy. No. God is the author of joy. He wants us to be joyful. You know, kaya sabi, the joy of the Lord is our strength. He is the source of true and pure joy. Amen. The world can offer alternatives. I would just say they're just alternatives. Meaning to say, you offer sa atin, pero it can give us probably joy, but for a moment. Pero wala yung lasting. Hindi, panandalian lang. It's just for a moment. So for us, followers of Christ, and if we say that we are true followers of Christ and disciples of Christ, there's such a great need. Can I say this? Hindi ho natin ma-overemphasize that in the times that we're living in, that you and I, as followers of as followers of Jesus and followers of Christ, to focus on Christ and to focus on what God has called us to do. Let me say that again. We need, as followers of Jesus, to focus on Him and to focus on what God has called us to do. How can we know the will of God? How do we know the will of God? It's the Word of God that will tell us. And yung specific calling ng bawat isa, you'll find it out because that's the responsibility of God to make known to us ano ba yung purpose niya and will niya in your life and mine. Amen. And so because alam niyo ba na ang life that is so focused on Christ, do you know that it can make an impact to the world? It can have an impact. Ano ba ho yung pag sinabi natin, ano ba sa Tagalog ng impact? Impacto. You and I can make a difference in the life of someone. So if you were to be asked, do you want to make a difference in the life of someone? Yes. As a parent, you can have an impact in the life of your children. As a grandparent, you can have an impact in the lives of your grandchildren. Amen. And so in your workplace, you want to make an impact, hindi lamang yung contributions of what you do. Well, if you're working as a young student, you want to have an impact in your college campus, in the lives of people that you interact with. And the key dun is to focus on Jesus and to focus on what God has called us to do. Amen. So if we were to take a census and ask people, what is your goal in life, young and old? What is your goal in life? A lot of people probably would think that a successful life is measured in the amount of money you have in the bank. Some would measure it a success, probably they would say how much popular I am. Kaya, you know, with the social media going on, how many likes did I get with what I posted today? That's the trend. That's the yung mga buzzword ngayon, the likes. Merong mga signal na ganito. There is this things going on with the social media that can even affect how we see ourselves, how we see others. Amen. But if you and I know who we are in Christ, hindi ho na tayo magdidepend sa approval ng tao. Do you know that it can be a hindrance when we put too much emphasis on what others would say? Oh, yes. Pero ang bottom line ho dun is how God sees you and me. Amen? How God sees us. Hallelujah. So, gusto lang ho ipaalala sa atin ng Panginoon na there are certain things that this world would offer na probably we would think na, oh, this is what is important. But you know what? The Word of God would set us right. In terms of money, let's look at what Matthew tells us. Matthew chapter 16. Glory to God. Matthew. That's the first gospel, Matthew. We're going to start with verse 24 of chapter 16. Matthew 16. We're going to start with verse 24. Matthew 16. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone would come after me, he must, what? Deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. It's just the trucks at the back of the... Where are we? For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me will find it. What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world, yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man, is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels. Then he will do what? Reward each person according to what he has done. Just from those verses alone, we see na, you know, it sets us straight with sa mata ho ng Panginoon. In fact, there's another portion in the Bible that in the day of judgment, the riches of someone cannot save him or her. When the day comes when Jesus would come in his glory, riches will not save anyone. So a lot of people, they have spent their entire life, accumulating wealth. Pero have you heard of stories wherein on people's deathbed, na they're even particular about, did you reconcile my bank account? Do you know how much money? No, hindi na ho iniisip yun eh. When they're in the brink of being close to dying, no? Did you wash my car? Malinis ba yung kotse ko? Yung tires, yung rim, nilagyan mo ba ng armor all, makinta ba? No, hindi na eh. None of those things. But we think of relationships with people, and above all, relationship with God. I was just talking to someone and just recently, and because of his physical condition, he said, I'm having a lot of moments with God, talking to God. And I'm talking to him about my spiritual condition. I want that when that time comes for me, that my relationship with God is made right. Kaya, you know what? That's why the Bible says, today is the day of salvation. Every day that people wake up, we are reminded of the mercy of God. How great is the mercy of the Lord, that he gives us an opportunity to make things right with him. Amen? Isn't that wonderful about the Lord? Na he is so long-suffering. Glory to God. Glory to God. And I'm not saying your goals, whether you're a young person and you would want to finish your education and be a successful doctor or be whoever that God has placed you. God has given you skills and gifts and talents. You can be a successful doctor or surgeon, and God would use you to save lives through the wisdom that God has given you. If you are in your old age now and you're taking care of your grandchildren, your life can also be meaningful and purposeful. How? You teach your children about the ways of God. You pray for them, lay hands on them, and speak blessings over their lives. Amen. There's so much that can be done as we go along with our study. Amen. But here, just in these verses alone, Jesus is telling us, nah, it's not money. It's not about money. God would give us the things that we need. If you find yourself in a dire financial, you're in need, know that God will provide. When you and I obey the principles of giving, you know what? It's a sure thing, I'm telling you. It's a sure thing. Hindi ho magpapabaya si Lord. He will never, never. In fact, when you and I are reminded about the power of God, how the Lord said in his word, silver and gold belongs to me. The earth and its fullness thereof belongs to God. So meaning to say, when you and I receive that truth, God, you can open a door for me. How? He can touch the hearts of people to bless you. He can touch people to give you an opportunity to be employed in their workplace. God would give you, and it starts with him. We're believing for divine connections. Believe that God has a time for those things. Amen. Just believe it with all of your heart, that he is our faithful and bountiful supplier. Amen. Praise the Lord. How about fun, the fun part of life? Haven't you noticed, some of you parents here, or even mayroon kayo mga teenagers, there's one thing very common among our children, even with all the gadgets and video games that they have. After that, anong sinasabi? Oh, thank you, Sister Sally. I'm bored. No? Haven't you noticed that? Children have this just span of attention. You give them something, halimbawa, birthday gift or Christmas gift. Oh, wow, the new tablet. Si Aubrey, she's only like 2.5. Alam niya yung home button dun sa iPhone ng and kung mag-scroll na ganun, they know. Gusto niya yung, she knows the button, how to widen the screen. Ayaw niya yung maliit na ganun, gusto niya. Wow. But after that, haven't you noticed, eto pa, kaya be very careful, be very young. I know parents that at times you would use those tablets to kind of give you a break from taking care of them. May hazing effect. What do you mean by hazing? I've said this, I guess, in our previous studies. Hazing effect, do you know na kapag nakaganyan ho siya, hindi na ho, oh, talagang total blacked out with everything that's going on around them, zoned out. Naka-focus dun. Kaya in a lot of clinics, sa mga pediatrician, do you know that they use that? Pag meron ng injection, i-injection na, time for their shots, what the doctors give them, the pediatricians, in tablet with the games. Kaya kahit dala-dala na yung injection, na injection na, walang fuss. Sabi ng doctor, mission accomplished. Why? It has such an hazing effect. We're using that because in the times that we are living in, all of these things, parang sinasabi na, have this so you can have fun. But it's not. Do you know that fulfillment comes when the time that you and I have, our resources, our abilities, are used to serve God? Let me give you an example. There was one occasion wherein we went to Midnight Mission and part of our outreach for downtown LA to be a part of feeding the homeless. We went there as a group, and I observed that there was a mother. She went there. She wasn't connected, affiliated with any nonprofit organization. She just went there. I talked to her. She brought her kids. She just brought her kids, and she said, you know, I want my children to develop in them yung mercy, compassion towards the poor. That's why on some weekends, I bring them here. I bring them here. Why? Because children and young people need to be taught that life is not just about them. It's one way of teaching children to break self-centeredness, that their lives ay nag-evolve. Kasi, you know what? Can I say this? Parents, pag hindi na ituro yon, you would see the disadvantage later on when they grow up to be kahit na adults. They would grow up to be self-centered, that it's like, oh, do this for me all the time. No, no, no. With the ways of God, kaya we need to learn the principles found from the Word of God. Amen. And there was another testimony of a brother when he went home to the Philippines and connected with the Montalban Outreach and brought their daughter. And you know, the daughter was just like, what, 10, 11 years old? And when she saw the poor children and was a part of feeding them and giving them yung pinadala nating mga goods and all that, the candies, the daughter said to the dad, I want to go back. I want to do it again. How about, I came across this article dun sa Samaritan's Purse newsletter. This young Christian girl, she was sick. She was confined in a hospital. But you know what? She was not, the picture showed her na there were so many shoe boxes in her hospital room that even while she was recovering from her sickness, she told the parents, I want to help putting the toys in the shoeboxes for what they had in their church. As a young girl, she realized the importance of doing things, serving God by serving others. Sa parenting class po, that's why we would want to be like, we would have these resources for us as a church to kind of help our parents and young couples to kind of how to navigate this generation that your children are growing up in. Is it true now? Of course, you cannot control once they start going to school how many things around them can influence the way they think. Is that true? Yes. No matter how you protect them, but it's their relationship with Christ that would be a sure foundation that even when they're outside, when they're outside the confines of your home, you're working, they're in school, they have schoolmates or people that would bully them and would tell them about, oh, try this. Do you know that, how many of you parents know that there are some in public schools, they would teach sex education apart from the Word of God? In some public schools, they would even distribute condoms for free. You know that? We have to be aware of what's going on. But when your children know the Lord, kahit na mayroong ganyan, they might try. I heard the testimony of a couple here, that they raise up their daughter to know Jesus and how to say no to the things around them. At one time, you know, the daughter confessed, oh, I tried a little bit what they were drinking, but later on she said no to it because she realized not all of these things that they're telling me is good for me. Why? Because she was brought up. There was something that was deposited in her heart, in her mind, that guides her everywhere she goes. That's a power of the Word of God. That's a power of the Word of God. Amen. So from what we read here, Jesus said, for whoever wants to save his life will lose it. Let's say that again. Jesus said this, whoever wants to save his life. So meaning to say, when our lives are focused on three things, me, myself, mine, we lose sight of our true purpose. When it's all about me, then we lose our purpose. Hindi ho natin nakikita ang tunay na layunin, nangangapa, true purpose sa buhay natin apart from Christ. It all starts with Jesus. Amen. Lord, what do you want me to do with my life now? Amen. So, but when we give our lives in serving Christ as we serve others, then we see the true purpose and meaning of life. Now, we saw that sa life ni Apostle. Let's go back sa Philippians po, just as, what did we see there in the book of Philippians? Amen. Hallelujah. Are you getting something from our study today? What did he say here in Philippians? Look at, but whatever was to my profit, Philippians 3 verse 7, whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish. In another version, sabi dung. Yung D-U-N-G, yung dung, it's manure. So, yung dating mahalaga sa kanya, now, it's just manure to him. Meaning to say, hindi na ho importante. Ang importante na sa life niya was what? To follow Christ. To do what God has called him to do. Amen. Why? Why did that happen? Because one day, Paul encountered Jesus. Paul met Jesus. Alam niyo ba, a focused life starts with a true born-again experience. It starts with a heart. It starts with a heart. Kasi some people might have good intentions of, oh, I want to do good things for the Lord. Pero kung walang relationship, it's just but good works. It can be good works. Well, we have nothing against that. But you know what? Makita ho natin kay Paul, even when he was going through difficult times, he was still focused on doing what God has called him to do. Why? Kasi may relationship. The relationship with our Lord Jesus, that's the bottom line. That's the heart of it all. When a person has this kind of relationship with Jesus, alam niyo ba na, Lord, thank you na, because Paul, what did he experience? He experienced the love of God. He experienced God's forgiveness. What was he before? Before he met Jesus, he was a persecutor of Christians. Stephen was the first martyr in the book of Acts. And he was there, giving the go-ahead and signal to stone him to death. And yet, when he met Jesus on the road to Damascus, Jesus did not come with a whip. I bet ang pagtawag pa sa kanya, Paul, very gentle. Kasi he was one among the disciples, unlike Sila Peter, nakasama nila si Jesus when Jesus was on earth, right? Pero si Paul, hindi ho eh. Walang ganung time. Jesus just met him on the road to Damascus when he saw this bright light. And he heard the voice of our Lord Jesus. See, that's the thing. God speaks to us in a way that would grab our attention na hindi ho natin mamimiss. When God, at that moment, a defining moment in our lives we're in, because He loves us so much, aabutin niya tayo and would speak to us. And for him, for the Apostle Paul, his life was never the same. Kaya pag binasa ho natin ang story niya, probably some of us will be scratching our head. When we read the book of Acts, it says that the Spirit of God even impressed him na when he goes to that place, he will be facing what? Hardships, persecutions. Did he make a U-turn? No, Lord, wag na lang, ayoko nun ay. No, he went. Because sabi niya, my life is no longer, it's nothing to me. Meaning to say, ang life ko is just focused on doing what Jesus has called me to do. Amen. Hallelujah. So, and his most important goal was what? To tell others about Jesus. How many of you, you're beginning to have this desire na what you're experiencing po, yung goodness ni God in your life, that you would want others also to experience it. When I got back to work, we have a newly hired person. She's so young. Kaya nung when I had my work anniversary celebration, I was so just thankful to God, just thankful to the Lord for the many years that, you know, I've been, you know, given the opportunity to be in that workplace. And so nung sabi niya, how long have you been with the company? And when I told him the number of years, sabi niya, oh, I started December of 1983. Uy, I wasn't even born yet. Thanks for making me feel so old. But she's a young lady, and so I saw myself in her when I came to know the Lord kasi I was in around that age, 20-ish. The Lord sent someone in that workplace, Spirit-filled brother, you know my testimony, and the Lord used him to share to me about the love of Jesus. Some of you probably don't know, kita niyo yung, because the Lord called him, bagong salta ho dito sa Amerika yon si Brother Alex, for some of you, let me just share it. Ang purpose pala ni Lord para makapunta siya sa MSR was for me. I found that out later on when I came, when I accepted Jesus. When he set foot on our accounting department, ang sabi po sa kanya ng Panginoon, start to pray and fast for this lady. Ako po yun. So he did that. Na in love ho dun sa isang naming ka-office mate. Ini-start niyang ligawan. Nung unang approach, busted. Na-turn down siya. Nag-resign. Tapos alam niyo ho, pinabalik siya ni Lord. And for the purpose, because yung mission mo hindi pa tapos. You have not yet won this lady for me. So he went back. And when my father passed away, that's when the opportunity came for him to share to me about the love of Jesus. He would visit my mom in our small apartment in Azusa with their guitar and Bibles and share to us about Jesus. And alam nyo, tinanggap po namin si Lord. And our lives were changed. And here's the good thing. Sinunod niya si Lord, yung nagustuhan niya, ay, asawa na niya ho ngayon. May dalawa. They have two beautiful children, malaki na. What I'm saying is, in every aspect of our lives, meron siyang purpose. Where are you right now in your life? Sa trabaho, for those of you who are working, do you know na may purpose si Lord? Going back to this lady that I told you na who was newly hired, I'm starting to pray for her and may mga konting puwang na we can be so busy sa trabaho, ano? But I would always ask the Holy Spirit, give me an opportunity always to be able to share about God to her. Stressed out ho siya kasi marami siya sinasabi, oh, she was telling me about so many stresses. And then one particular morning, she showed me a picture that she took of a beautiful sunrise. Pinakita niya sa akin, sabi niya, when I opened the door, Monet, wow, I saw this beautiful, yung sky was so nice. With all these colors, and then pinakita niya sa akin yung picture. And you know what? What I told her, it was God's way of telling you, Monica, child, I love you. Child, this day will be good for you. It's one way of telling God, speaking to you that He is concerned about you and He will take care of you. So mga nuggets that you and I can start to talk to others about the goodness of God. Amen? And so, and she would always hear me talk about the Lord. And so here's the thing. Do you know that God is still looking for people? God is still looking for men and women and young people, young adults. How many of us would say yes to Him as far as doing what God has called us? Do you know that yung ating pong mission as a Christian is to share the gospel to others? I'm forever grateful, number one, to God. I'm forever grateful to that brother who, in spite of yung mga tawag po sa kanya, "Oh, you're such an opportunista." They gave him names kasi you're taking advantage of her dahil my father just passed away. And so, ganun ang mga tawag sa kanya. But that did not stop him. Merong unang distraction. Nung nabasted, umalis, pero pinabalik siya ni Lord. Pero I thank God for his obedience. Oh, bumalik siya. Any reward naman ni Lord yung kanyang obedience. Kaya he's happily married now and both of them are serving God and their children. Amen? But what I'm saying is, God used him para kumaborn again. And, oh my goodness, a changed life. Hallelujah. A changed life and how God has changed us so that you and I can be a catalyst, can be an instrument to bring the message of hope and the message of the love of God, God's grace, mercy, and forgiveness. And above all, do you know, na we would be constantly talking about this because we are all already seeing the signs that Jesus is coming back so soon. And do you know that the Bible tells us that the cares of life can serve as a snare or a trap? Sabi sa Bible ho, yung cares of life. Ano ba yung cares of life? Paying the bills. Family life. Work. Marami pong bagay that can be a distraction. But I'm not saying that taking care of your children is a distraction. No, it's not. But we need the wisdom of God for us to know ano ba yung priorities natin in life. Amen. Going back to a humbling truth that how many of us know what lies ahead? We don't. Do you know what's going to happen tomorrow? Do you know what's going to happen next week? Are you even given, tayo ba, binibigyan ng certainty that even when we make plans, kaya sabi sa Book of James, even when we plan, dadagdag po natin sa plano as the Lord wills. I remember ho sa Philippines, nung I was growing up, yung mga matatanda po sa may awa ang Diyos. Why? Kaya nila ini-insert yun kasi sa mind po nila, sinasabi nilang, kung may awa ang Diyos na buhay pa ako, then I can do it. And so, a focused life. What are we focused on today? Meron bang mga distractions that can kind of veer us away from what God has called us? Yes, those things are real. And we need the power of the Holy Spirit for us to stay right on track, for us to stay focused on Christ and then committed. It takes commitment to do the will of God. The life of the Apostle Paul, he was committed. Can we say that? Yes. It's a sure statement that he was so committed to the work of God. Kaya nung sinabi niyang, "I do not count my life worthy. It's nothing to me. Kasi what I'm focused on is right now, is doing what God has called me to do." And so let's turn to the Lord in prayer before we take our communion. Partaking the communion is one way of us to be reminded of the love of Christ for us, of His sacrifice. Alam ho natin na yung going back to the life of the Apostle Paul, bakit ho siya, he stayed committed to the Lord all throughout those times? Because he knew that Christ, number one, is the true source of life, siya ang firm foundation natin, and He is the one that gives meaning and purpose to our lives. It's no one else and nothing else but Christ alone. Marami hong bagay that will compete for our attention. So many things that will compete for our time, that will compete for our heart. Do you know kaya yung heart na yan? Sabi, guard it. Dahil dyan in our hearts, nandyan ho, issues of life. And so, moments like this, we are thankful that the Spirit of God is here. He is the Spirit of truth, and He is the Spirit of grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus is still working sa buhay nating lahat. We are so thankful to the Lord dahil mahal na mahal niya tayo. He loves us so much that we are not to miss what He has prepared for us. Maraming i-offer ang world. Can I say this before we close? The world will offer so many things that would lure you. It can be a relationship. It can be a career. So many things. Pero alam niyo, nothing can satisfy. Kaya sabi nung psalmist, one thing have I desired, one thing alone, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, let that be our focus and our goal. Irrespective of our age, irrespective of what you and I are going through right now, focus on Christ. If you don't know yet what God has willed for your life, it's not too late to start. Spend time with Him. Ask Him, God, sa age ko ngayon, or even if you're a young person, Lord, there's so much ahead of me. But my life no longer belongs to me. My life belongs to you. You're the Lord of my life. God, what do you want me to make use of my time, the skills and talents you've given me? You know, most of us are kind of laughing about it. You know, when Sister Sally she wanted to learn how to play the guitar. At her age, she said, it's not too late for me to learn how to play the guitar. Some of you saw the video of my mom, you know, when she was playing the piano with her arthritic hands. But she would like, kakapain niya sa piano yung how great thou art and our Father. Because it's her moment with God. Nababless nga ako sa mami ko na kahit na ganun masakit ang kamay niya. Her hands are, you know, but she would play the piano and sing to the Lord. It's about relationship, brethren. How much do we love our Lord? And so as we come to Him, let's just thank Him for this opportunity He has given us through the work of His Holy Spirit. And I pray that God is speaking to all of us today. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this Sunday afternoon you've given us, this day you created for us to come together. You are here for us in every season of our lives, God. The day we were born until now, and over what lies ahead, you are the God of our future, God. Thank you once more for this, yung word mo, Panginoon, to remind us how there is such power when our lives are focused on you alone. Focus on Jesus, who is the Savior of our lives. Focus on Christ, who died for us on that cross, that we may know what it means to live a purposeful and meaningful life. Lord, you know na maraming bagay around us, God, that can distract us and pull us away from the true meaning and purpose of life. Pinaalala mo sa aming lahat na, Panginoon, if we are so just concerned about the me, mine, and myself, that we lose the meaning of life itself. But when that life is given to you, that when that life is offered to you, the ability, the strength, the skills, and the talents, God, pag ibinigay namin sa'yo, and we use that for your purpose and for your glory, then we find meaning. We find joy and peace, God. Lord, we thank you that, God, through your Holy Spirit, you help us in all of our struggles, because, Lord, some of us, most of us, fail. That we allow what the world offers, oh God. Merong appetites tong aming flesh, God. That at times we would rather do things to please ourselves, God, rather than to please you. But we thank you that, God, in your mercy and grace, nandiyan ka pa rin, Panginoon, prodding us, leading us, warning us. That's how you are, God. When there's danger ahead, you would tell us, don't touch that. Don't do that. Don't think about that. How the reality that you are our Emmanuel, our God who's with us, not just here in the confines of this building, but even when we leave this place, nandyan ka, Holy Spirit, to teach us, God. To teach us how to pray when we're down. To remind us not to forsake coming to church, God. to not to forget reading your word and sharing above all yung commission mo sa amin, the work that you've entrusted to us like the Apostle Paul. May our hearts burn, Lord God, for people who are headed to hell because they don't know Christ. Lord, we ask, Father God, that Lord, through the work of your Spirit, i-revive mo kaming lahat, Panginoon. Even before we partake our communion, and we don't want to take it lightly, we ask, Lord, for the work of your Holy Spirit to remind us of the great sacrifice that you did for us on that cross. And that would really, Lord God, just push us. That, Lord, all the days of our lives, we will commit to you and serve you, O God, and serve others in Jesus' name. And so, Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus as we ask for your forgiveness, aming kakulangan, that even when we are faithless, you remain faithful to all of us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy and grace, O God. And so, Lord, even as the elements are passed on, let this be a moment that we can renew, recommit ourselves to you. And if you're that person right now, even before we partake our communion, you can lift up your heart and your voice to God, or even your hand. Do it in a way that would be magaang sa inyo. It's not even forcing anyone, but if you're led to lift up your hands, God, I commit my life to you once more. Lord, I lift up my heart to you, God. I have lost my way, God. I have allowed so many things in my life na na-distract ako, Panginoon. But Lord, thank you na talagang ikaw ang aking shepherd, Lord. You guide me in the path of life and in the path of righteousness. And so, Lord, as I recommit my life to you, God, now I, all the days of my life, Lord God, hindi ko nasasayangin sa mga bagay na walang katuturan, walang bagay na walang weight in the heavenly scale, God. But Lord, you would teach us to have the love for the lost, to be reminded that there's so many people who are hurting, who need Jesus, oh God. Break our self-centeredness, Lord, we pray for all of us, oh God, and help us to love others to God. Help us to be a source of encouragement to many, Lord God, who need Jesus in their lives, oh God. Bless everyone today. Father God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus that cleanses us, Lord God, from all of our unrighteousness, oh God, to know that, God, that, Lord, we as we recommit ourselves to you, ibabalik mo sa amin the joy in serving you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, as we call on the ushers. The elements are being passed on. Continue to talk to the Lord. Have this time to talk to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God. We'll wait till everyone has their elements. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Allow me to read this portion of the scriptures. You know, the word of God is powerful. Do you believe that? The Word of God is able to build up our faith. The Word of God is able to restore our souls, to bring comfort and hope to all of us. Communion is such a blessed opportunity for us. Amen. Even before we partake the elements, let's remember the love of God for us. That what Jesus has done as we read the scriptures to be reminded of his great love for all of us. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, "For I receive from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Let's pause. Father God, we thank you for sending your son, Jesus. He gave up so much when he willingly, Lord God, said yes to the plan of the Father for the plan of salvation for us. That, Lord, he gave up the glory that he was enjoying while he was there with you in heaven. But he came here on earth. He humbled himself as a servant to die on that cross for our sins, that we may have the forgiveness of our sins. Jesus, thank you for your broken body, God. We thank you that, Lord, oh God, that because of that pain that you suffered on your body by your stripes, Lord Jesus, there's healing. We appropriate that, Lord God, in our lives. For anyone who's sick in their bodies, we accept your finished work at the cross, Lord Jesus, for our healing, oh God. And even for the healing in the emotions, in the mind, Lord Jesus, because there's power in your finished work at the cross. As we partake this bread, Lord Jesus, we even ask that, Lord, for us as the body of Christ, that you bring wholeness to us in our lives, oh God, that you would use us, Lord God, to be one body united, doing the task that you have called us, oh God. That, Lord, you would bring healing to any broken relationships in families, more so in the family of God. As we honor you, Lord Jesus, as we partake this bread, thank you. We would want to remember you, Jesus, and to say thank you for the cross. In your own words po, sabihin nyo, magpasalamat po tayo sa Panginoon. In your own words, let's thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the cross and for your body. Amen. As we partake the bread, thank you, God. Amen. In his name. Thank you, Lord. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." There's power in the blood of Jesus. "Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." We have to remember our Lord Jesus and what he has done. "For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup." Lord, we thank you for this moment that we had our self-examination, O God, before your presence today, Lord. And we thank you as we partake this cup to remember what the blood of Jesus has done for us. It has given us the total forgiveness of all of our sins, O God, that through the blood of Jesus, we are made whole to do your will. And so, Father God, we thank you for the most precious blood of Jesus, which is even your provision para kami makalapit sa iyo before the throne of grace with boldness and confidence, O God. And so, Lord, thank you. Begin to thank the Lord for his blood. In your own words po, pasalamatan niyo ang Panginoon for the blood that he shed on that cross for you and me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your most precious blood that you shed, Lord Jesus. A time that we can remember you, Lord Jesus, and what you have done for us. We thank you, Lord, O God, that even through the blood of Jesus, we have overcome Satan. As your word declares, by the blood of the Lamb, we are covered by the blood of Jesus. Our families are covered by the blood of Jesus. Your church, Lord, is covered by the blood. Thank you, God, for the victory that we have in you, even as we partake this cup, remembering that, Lord, the victory that you have accomplished at that cross. In your mighty name, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Let's all rise up and let's just thank the Lord for this time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's Let's just thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we give praise. We give you praise. We give you thanks, oh God. Hallelujah. Sister Janet, can you, sa keyboard, yung give thanks? Let's just sing a simple song that we can express our thanksgiving to God. Oh, we bless your name, God. Let's, as you are right now standing in the presence of God, just thank him. Just thank him. Or any song that you know. Sige. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, your word reminds us that it's a good thing to give thanks unto your name. And what a time that we could express our love for you, God. For everyone in this congregation, oh God, as we have recommitted our lives to you, oh God, our prayers that, Lord, all the days of our lives, oh God, aming ikaw paglilingkuran, that we may serve you, O God, with gladness in our hearts. Thank you for the guidance of your Holy Spirit upon our young people, O God, our young adults, Lord. That, God, in their lives, Lord God, you would lead them according to your will, Panginoon, and through the power of your Spirit. And for everyone in this congregation, even our seniors, God, that, Lord, even in our ripe age, Lord God, ang promise mo is that we will be fruitful, Lord God. And so, God, we are looking ahead as you will, Lord God, as you tarry, that, Lord, there will be open doors of opportunity for us to serve you, O God, to give you praise and to give you thanks, O Lord. Hallelujah. Praises to your name. O Lord, praises to your name. O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name. Yes, oh Lord, praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name. Yes, the name of the Lord is great to be praised. And I give glory to you. Yes, let's glorify the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord. For your name, Lord. Tell it to him. Your name, Lord, is great. Greatly to be praised. We give glory to... Yes. Hallelujah, Lord, yes. Oh, Lord, yes. Glory to you. Oh, we glorify your name, Lord. Your name is great, Lord God, yes. To be praised. We give worship. We give worship to your name. Jesus. For your name, yes, is great, yes, and greatly to be praised. We give honor to your name. Oh, Lord, honor to your name. Yes, Lord, oh, we glorify your name, Jesus. Is great and greatly to be praised. We sing praises to your name, Jesus. Oh, sing praises to his name. Oh, you're worthy, Lord Jesus. For your name is great and greatly. Greatly to be praised. Yes, oh, we give glory to your name. Oh Lord, glory to your name. Jesus, oh, we glorify your name, Lord. And greatly to be praised. name, Lord. For your name is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. Oh, we glorify your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, oh God. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Jesus, you deserve the highest praise, oh God. You're worthy, Lord. Worthy to be served. Worthy to be honored and magnified. Alam niyo ho ba na when we praise God, we put the spotlight on Christ. Ang focus natin po na kay Kristo. Not to anyone, but to Christ alone. People can change, but we're not going to allow people's reactions on our serving God. Hindi po nakasalalay sa popularity ang pagsisilbi sa Panginoon. Ang hinahanap niya, puso, a heart that is totally surrendered to Him. Nasa Kanya lang po ang ating buhay, kagalakan, kasiyahan, purpose and meaning can only be found in Christ. The Lord knows where you're at, where you and I are at right now. Lord, we humble ourselves before you today, oh God. Lord, we pray for the outpouring of your Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, the day is coming that we will see you face to face. Ayaw namin mapabilang. We don't want to be numbered among those that would experience the weeping and gnashing of teeth sa panghihinayang. For not taking the time, Lord, when you were prodding us and prompting us. You're never forcing yourself on any one of us. You gently woo us to you. That serving you is not about who's better, that we're better than anyone. Ang paglilingkod sa iyo, Lord God, is a matter of the heart. Even when that deed done ay hindi nakikita ng iba. When you call us to pray for others, God, we might be in our own private prayer closet, or we might say, I want to be a part of the intercessory group because I believe in the power of prayer. Hallelujah! That when we can lift up many who have backslidden, that they may be restored back to the fold of our Lord Jesus. That, Lord, you would use me in our praying, Lord God, for lost souls, oh God. Hallelujah. That, Lord, you would use us in our praying, oh God. That as we ask that you bless us, oh God, yung blessings sa pagkakalob mo sa amin magamit for your kingdom, God. Lord, ang buhay namin, we humbly recognize we are alive because of you. In you, Lord, we live and move and have our being, God. And we pray for all of us, oh God, for all of us. All the days of our lives, God, will count before you, God. Sabi mo sa amin, Panginoon, to redeem the time, God, for the days are evil, God. Bigyan mo kami ng wisdom how to set our priorities right. Bigyan mo kami ng wisdom na nagmumula sa iyo, Lord God, na hindi kami papatangay sa temptasyon ng kaaway, Lord God, the enemy of our souls, oh God, that will distract us, oh God. Panginoon, kailangan namin ang power ng Holy Spirit mo to stay committed like the Apostle Paul. Until the end, Lord God, until the end, he said, oh God, ang alam, very clear sa kanya, Panginoon, ang buhay niya, what you have called him. And Lord, let our prayers that for all of us, and even corporately as a church, that we will never lose our saltiness because you have called us to be the salt and light of this earth, O God. And so, Lord, I pray that, God, you promise more for the outpouring of your Spirit come upon us as a church, God. We need the anointing of your Holy Spirit. We need the power of God, and above all, the love of God in our doing the task that you've entrusted to us. Lord, stretch forth your mighty hand upon everyone in this congregation and even those who are not physically with us. That you would build a hedge of protection among us. That we will not allow the enemy to penetrate. Thank you. Help us all. we pray, to live a focused life, a life focused to Christ alone and doing your will. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, we glorify your name. Hallelujah. As we sing that song, you, my heart's desire. Let's sing that worship song and sing it to the Lord. My heart's desire. My heart's desire is to cast your holy hands. My heart's desire is to lift you up today. The times of trouble, even in the times of trial, my heart's desire is to bless your holy name. Sing it to the Lord. My heart, yes. Oh, our heart's desire is to bless you and to serve you, God. Desire is to lift you up today. Yes, tell it to the Lord, yes. Even in, yes. Thank you, Lord, yes. Yes, my heart is to serve you. Even in. The trial of my heart. Holy name. Serve you, Lord. Is to serve you, Lord God. Your holy. Father, we thank you that, Lord, we're not going to leave this place empty-handed, but Lord, meron ding clarity. So clear, crystal clear. Ang purpose mo sa life naming lahat. We thank you that, Lord, in fact, you have called us to be ambassadors of Christ. What a title, God. Ordinary folks like us, tinawag mo to be part of your kingdom, O God. That there's a sacred trust. Meron ka nang in-entrust sa amin, and that is the cause of the gospel of our Lord Jesus. We pray that, God, magawa namin what you have called us to do, Lord God, as a church, lalo, corporately as a church. We ask, Father God, na the guidance of your Holy Spirit from this day on until you come. That, Lord, in Jesus' name, na every opportunity that you would give us, may we serve you with gladness in our hearts. We thank you, Father God, for this time and for your word for all of us. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, God. And Lord, we choose to bless your name today, O God. For you are worthy, Lord God, worthy of our praise, O God. Oh, we give you praise, the highest praise, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's worship the Lord together as we call on the rest of the praise and worship team. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Live a focused life. Life focused for Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, O God. Glory to God. Let's lift up the name of our Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We worship God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the only one God.
Thank
you, Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Only
way. Praise God. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.